Welcome to Metaphor Chats, the live pleasure podcast where me and my boyfriend's other girlfriend help you to deepen your intimacy and better understand alternative relationship structures. I'm Fifi. I use she, they pronouns. I'm bisexual and polyamorous, so obviously I'm greedy.
And I'm Gabby. I use she, they pronouns, and I'm also bisexual and polyamorous, so obviously I just love cheating.
Obviously. We're definitely just kidding. And we're two femmes who have the same boyfriend. His name is Bear. But Gabby and I are not dating.
No, we are just really good friends. And you're watching the very first episode of Metamore Chats, which we've called How to Have Great Sex.
We believe that you deserve to expand the possibilities of your intimacy. We all do. And I'm so thrilled, excited to start this conversation with Gabby and share the knowledge that we have on all these topics, all the wild stories and experiences that we've accumulated and have so thoughtfully planned for you all throughout these next couple of weeks.
Exactly. Now, I know we hate dating apps, but please don't take that out on me. I happen to work at one. I help non-monogamous people and couples connect at hashtag open. So on this podcast, consider me your wingman. I'll help you better understand non-monogamy and enhance your consent skills so you feel confident about making new intimate connections.
I'm so excited. Oh my God. Yeah. As for me, Bear and I have supported individuals and couples for the past 3 years, over 75 people at this point. It's really amazing and redefining what's possible in their intimate lives. We are intimacy and embodiment coaches whose work challenges social binaries and offers alternative ways of relating that center safety, consent, authenticity, and personal agency. So hopefully through that lens between Gabby and myself, we'll teach you how to experience pleasure and play and talk about the ways in which you could experience it that maybe you never thought you could.
Yeah. For 7 weeks only, you can join the two of us every Thursday at noon. I know we were late today. There was something in the stars. I'm going to blame that. It was the universe, not me.
It really was.
but don't worry. We're going to be here for 7 weeks at noon, actually, on YouTube. And we'll also have audio episodes on the usual podcast platforms by Friday.
Yeah. So if you can't make it, don't worry. A replay will be available on youtube.com/BearFifi. Or you can also find these replays on metamoreculture.com, where you can snag resources, additional show notes, and our street aware inspired merch line. Tell me this isn't.
We're so cute. Yes. And for our first segment, which we like to call the kitchen table, we're going to be sharing stories about our metamore journey to hopefully help you on yours.
For some people, it might be shocking or bizarre that me and my boyfriend's other girlfriend are doing this podcast together, but it's not. And we know that these stories are going to illuminate things for you and share about the nature of our relationship model and just what navigating metamore culture is actually like. So with that in mind, that whole intro done, Gabby,
yes.
Shall we share the story of how we met?
Oh, I love this story. Go ahead.
Me, I'm telling the story. Okay, well, I guess the part about it that a lot of people may or may not know is that I was very, very excited to meet you, but you weren't exactly off the gate.
I was excited, but I just didn't want it to happen like anytime soon when anytime I started soon. Dating Bear. I was very resistant. And it literally was by no fault of your own. Like, I had, when you're new to polyamory and you're dating a bunch of other people who are new who also don't know what they're doing, you run into a lot of couples where the man is like positioning themselves as like a guru, and they have like, and they do like couple content, and they're like even scaling up as a like MLM style relationship coach or something usually. So I was projecting all of that onto you guys, and I was like, they got a couples what, a YouTube? Nah. So I just wanted to focus on like, I guess, sussing out Kabir before I met you, because then like, especially when it comes to like the girlfriend in so many of those couples. Mm. You always meet the girlfriend who's so cool, right? You're getting along with the girlfriend. You're like, maybe it's okay that this man sucks. But now you're like blinded by the community of it all, that you're like not seeing red flags when they pull up. And I just wanted to be picking up every single red flag, but that was so dramatic and suspicious out the gate. My bad.
No, I mean, I guess what that just means that most men suck and you were being wary of that at first, which I totally understood. I really did. I was like, you know what? Something must have happened. For me, like, that's just because, yeah, in a lot of cases. I mean, I think you're right, especially about the camaraderie point, because we have had our adventures, and what gets us through shitty men every time is each other.
It's camaraderie, right? And but I think, like, in those situations where people are putting that, like, couple's privilege so high up, they're not looking at it that way. They're not like, the girls are not showing me no camaraderie. They're like, it's my man over everything, though, if shit hits the fan. And I was like, let me suss this out. Let me just make sure. So anyway, finally, I couldn't even hide anymore, because I wanted to go to a play party.
And
I wanted to get my slut on. And I'm on the line, and there's this little angel, Fifi, and she's like, why are you on the line? She's like, come with me.
Hello. No. We do not wait online over here. Not in my house. And you were coming on to the stomping grounds. It was, that was a really sweet way to connect with you and your girlfriend. And we had so much fun. And I guess this could transition us into our next conversation about how to have great sex, given the sex party component. But I guess, like, as far as our origin story of how we met, that's pretty accurate. It took a while, but we met. Mm-hmm. We met at a play party.
That was the first. I do remember, like, being like a little tipsy and telling everyone that it was the best day of my life. I didn't play because I was so like overstimulated. Basically, like, I was just like, oh, this is so cool, that I don't think my brain was anywhere close to like relaxing to play. But I did like watch my partner play with someone, and then I looked over and you and Bear were playing, and I was like, no way, I'm in heaven. Everyone's fucking.
Oh my gosh, yes. Wow. Oh my gosh, what a long time ago. Like, that was years ago now.
No, that freaks me out when I think about it.
How many play parties have we been to together since then?
I'm going to say almost all of the play parties I've been to since then have been with you. Like, how often are you not there? So
no, there was maybe one that I went to without me.
Maybe. That's literally, yeah. So, and we a lot, but
yeah. No, I mean, our connection has spanned, like, we've done so much at this point. Like, then the next time we interacted, we went to the movies. And
saw this great movie that nobody else likes, but it's about non-monogamy. And the people were like, La Vie something. La Belle on
it was a foreign.
La Belle, La Vie. So yes. It was foreign. I have it downloaded, so I'll find it later. But it was really like a bunch of fuckboys practicing polyamory. And so I was living, because I had just gotten out of new to polyamory hell. I was like, that's relatable. And then I'm in the bathroom being like, yeah, I really like the movie. I felt like I related to a lot of the situations. And you went, I'm so sorry. And I was like, am I traumatized? Like, what do you think I'm sorry for? Oh my god.
I mean, because that was some fuck boy ass stuff happening over there. I was like, I'm sorry, excuse me, did I just pay money to go watch everybody just screw each other off and like have no emotional presence. I got very frustrated with the characters. I was like,
there wasn't a lot of like accountability, and they weren't like honoring their words. They weren't like, what's the agreement? They weren't being impeccable with their word.
Therefore, I didn't very much enjoy it, but it was another great bonding experience. It brought us all together over things that we all enjoyed. We all grew up in, I don't know, I love going to movies in the city. It's something I grew up doing all the time. But, okay. So, should we start talking about how to have great sex?
Yes, let's get to the main segment. I'm excited.
And in our final segment, we're talking about how to have great sex in between sex parties, consent workshops, and self-hosted orgies. As we've been discussing, we have quite a bit of experience. Gabby, what's the time you had great sex?
Well, I have a lot of great sex, but I was going to say, like, the time that stands out is one of the times that I was Eiffel Towered. And just because, like, you know, the ADHD in me wants to be doing multiple things at once all the time. I want to be, like, so overstimulated all the time until I'm too overstimulated. Haha. But, like, multitasking, that's my favorite part about sex. So there was a lot of pleasure there. But I didn't necessarily, like, they were so lucky that I said yes because they were clearly scheming. And I hate when guys try to scheme on an Eiffel Tower because they could have just, like, been up front.
It was another moment of shitty men. Here we go again.
They think they got to trick a bitch, and they could have just been like, you down. I was like,
she would have said you yes.
Right. It was like, why did you do it like that? But whatever.
Slimy. I don't know. It's my hope is that it's not their fault. You know, and I really do believe that. I feel like they can all be better. You can all be better. It just takes some work.
It takes, like, practicing your consent skills. And I think people are nervous to do that. They just want to be, like, inherently great and to know everyone's body and to not have to stop and ask, what's up? But what about you? Name a time inherently that great. you had great sex or a time that you just had sex that you think relates to the conversation.
I think this is really, so illuminating because the times I've had great sex, yes, are the times when people make no assumptions at all. And I get to be in my complete autonomy in the moment over what is and isn't happening to me. Like, I'm not kind of falling at the whim of, like, what somebody else thinks I want, like, what they're doing to 100%. Me is exactly what I want. And I guess I like to be a bossy bottom. You could say that's my favorite.
Thank you for joining us for Metamore Chats. We had some technical difficulties. We weren't able to go live. And then even the recording had some audio issues. So we're going to go live again next week, same time, 12 o'clock. We're going to actually be on time this time. And we're going to work on those audio difficulties for the rest of the week. But for now, hit subscribe. You guys very luckily get 8 weeks with us instead of 7 to make up for this missed week. And this one will just serve as like a trailer, a mini episode for the rest of the show. So come join us next week.